AJ,
well done. Yes, sir.
I think you could spit a little bath. We give you a couple words. Maybe two words, not four.
I like to blow my trumpet and that, do you know what I mean? In my last fight, I had to watch my weight. I'm eating too much, even though I'm a heavyweight.
Yay!
I'm on time and I'm never ever late. I'm hustling hard so I can go on and be a great.
Great.
In JD, chilling with my mates.
Mate.
I stay low key, never ever moving bait.
Mate.
Keep it calm, ring the alarm. Man chat, get slapped with my palm.
All right, oh, one set, one set. Hey, yo! AJ, shut down. My God.
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingBoys.com. What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching? Punching.
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him, actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? When you clapped the fourth round on?
BoxingBoys.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
Productions. Making woman gestures like, oh.
Let's go, champ. It's the champ. Keep saying the champ. With the same champ. If it was
Allie, might make a score. BoxingBoys.com.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, and we are back with another spontaneous one. So I hope you subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/ The Boxing Voice. Hashtag TBV podcast, wherever hashtags are used. We are back and in full effect. We will be in the Canelo Alvarez Triple G rematch on Saturday. But before that, we'll be at the weigh-in doing two live shows. Pre and post, bringing you our thoughts before the weigh-in and after. And then, of course, on fight night, we'll be there for your final predictions and pre-fight hype. But today we're here to talk heavyweight division. Anthony Joshua, it is getting close to fight week, so a lot of media, a lot of interviews that he's got to do. And sure enough, he said a few things. I know a few things that some of these AJ protectors just don't like. Right away, they're in the comment section. You're a liar. He didn't say that. I watched the interview. Are you sure you watched the right interview? Because in the description, it says he talked to Talk Sports, not IFL. But yeah, on Talk Sports, Anthony Joshua went on to say that he's hoping for Tyson Fury to pull off the win versus Deontay Wilder so that he could have a quote-unquote bigger domestic clash with Tyson Fury if Fury can beat Deontay Wilder. Now, on an IFL interview, he did say that he's picking Wilder to win. But, yeah, this is what we're going to be discussing here. This is what we're talking about. So if you're interested in, you know, chopping it up with us, you know the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. And you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. Also, we're going to go ahead and just play the audio from Talk Sports to give you the facts.
We have finger out. Get a fight done. They both need it. Boxing needs it. I'll be watching closely. And then hopefully it sets me up for a major fight, one of these two, because they're big names in the division, and it's a great time to be involved in British boxing. It was a long time since we had this type of respect that we do right now, so we're just trying to keep it here. If you're flying overseas to keep that name afloat, I'm defending my title here to keep the name afloat, and hopefully we bring the belts back. Or Fury brings the belt back, we have a massive showdown in April, or if Wilder does it, he can come over here and have a massive showdown.
That's it.
Well, sounds pretty clear from the horse's mouth that he wants Fury to win it, bring it back to the UK, and have a massive showdown. But let me go ahead and introduce my co-host, Michael Gross.
I speak it
Believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
Yo, 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 what's good, family? We back with another one. And I know that the chat has some things to say, so sorry about the quality of that audio. It was kind of rushed, so I had to get it just to shut you guys up. So there you go. Out of the horse's mouth. He prefers Fury comes back with those belts so they can have a bigger clash overseas. And it sounds like to me he just not willing or ready to come over to America just yet for anything.
Oh, he ain't coming to America. He ain't coming to America. We know that. We know that. But, I mean, I don't know what's really to discuss here. Like, is he lying? No, it's a bigger fight between him and Fury in the UK. It is a bigger domestic clash. I still think that the bigger international fight, the bigger fight overall is Wilder Joshua. I mean, it has to be. People still talk about it.
To be honestly, the biggest fight is whoever wins between Fury and Wilder. Which I'm going with Wilder, you know what I'm saying? But
I don't even think that's true. If you listen to the whole, actually, if you listen to DAZN, if you listen to DAZN and their Akin Barak content, he said even if Wilder lost, he still wants to fight Wilder. He still thinks that's a big fight and that's a big name in the division. That's exactly what he said on DAZN.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, what if Wilder Fury does 800 buys in the U.S.? That right there makes Fury a bigger star, too. And if he, by some chance of America miracle, beats Wilder, that right there could swing the pendulum like 50-50 because Fury has a pay-per-view in America that's already proven, while AJ has nothing over in America. So that could be a barometer that he's looking at. And also, I mean, let's be real. I mean, it hasn't happened yet with the fight with Wilder. So if it hasn't happened yet, it means a guy is not really, I don't want to say he's less than thrilled about it because the way he's talking now, because he has a fight schedule, he's like, yeah, I want Wilder in April. I got to have Wilder in April. It's for my legacy and all this. So I don't know, man. It just...
He doesn't sound convincing to you, is what you're trying to say?
I mean, I'd be more convinced if he was like to really address the issue. Like, I mean, he's saying everything that Eddie Hearn said, but I want to see like a spontaneous or like a organic kind of response, like on IG or something. Oh, you called me out.
I watched a lot of content today, so it could be the IFL or it could be the DAZN content. Either or, it doesn't matter. He made it clear, like, he's happy that the pressure kind of has been taken off of him. You know, he's happy that Wilder and Fury are getting it on because both of them needed a fight, and it kind of, he says, you know, it's like they're actually doing something instead of everyone looking to him to do something with the division. Now they're actually moving the needle as well. So he's happy with that. You know what I'm saying? This is a dangerous fight with Povetkin. So we got to wait to see what happens, just like with Wilder, you know? I know they're the favorites, but both guys are in a pretty difficult fight. And we might not get that Wilder Joshua, if anything happens that upsets the apple cart.
There's always an enormous amount of pressure on AJ, though, because he does like 80,000 people at his fights, and then you got all of the UK backing this guy. So I mean, there's always that sense of pressure on him. I just don't think that, I mean, I understand business and I understand why the fight hasn't happened yet, but still, like, the way he was getting saucy with like Big Baby because they met face to face, we could have had
that on DAZN. He said, look, what happened with Wilder and Billy Joe will never happen with me because I don't hang with boxers. What happened with me and Big Baby, that happened because we're on the same network and we were forced to be in the same room. But typically, I don't hang with boxers. So, like, he's not acting a certain way. You know, Big Baby is Big Baby, and he just had to react. But I mean, look, it's I'm gone and past the whole ducking thing. I don't think that he is ducking. I think that these two guys or three guys at this point are destined. Somehow, some way, their paths will cross. And I think
so you think
I just don't know if the politics are going to allow it to happen.
So you think all three will like end up fighting each other in the long run? Like Fury, Wilder,
Fury and Wilder are older, so they have more. They have more urgency, right? They have to get on the ball and do some legacy building things faster. AJ's only 28.
That's true.
He's got another 10 years in his career. You know, Wilder's older. Fury's older. Fury took time off. You know, Wilder had been taking the slow route. So, you know, AJ's right on target with 21 fights and 4 titles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been watching some of the Zone content too, and I like how the Zone has him as the like flagship leader, but we don't know for how many fights he's going to actually be on there. So I thought that was kind of interesting when you potentially have fighters signed to longer deals that probably not going to bring in the attention of a AJ, but maybe could have had their own content on there too, but it is what it is.
Well, I did watch the Akin Barak with Chris Mannix, formerly of Sports Illustrated and Yahoo, now will be a commentator, I think, for the live fight. So he'll play the role of a Kellerman or a Bernstein, Farhood, Lampley, Roy, Paulie, those types of commentators. And he made it clear that his goal at DAZN is to familiarize the fan with the fighter. So they are planning to bring out a lot more content. Like they used Bud Crawford for the example and said that he would be a lot more marketable and appealing to fighters if they actually knew he got shot in the head, if they actually knew where he came from, if they actually knew he liked fishing. So that is his goal and role on DAZN. We'll see as more content rolls out. But I do want to say I am also impressed with that content. I mean, there's I haven't made it through everything. I'm biased, so I went straight for the Akin Barak stuff because those are my friends, and I wanted to, you know, be able to see them in the future and say, hey, I watched this stuff and it was good, it was bad,
it was good, whatever the
case may be. They definitely built an amazing relationship with AJ. AJ at one point said, you know, all the people that come here, all the time that I've been here, no one's ever given me a gift. And these guys, these two Americans actually, brought AJ along to design his own hat. And they were really joking. We got to see a different side of AJ. You know what I mean? It was pretty cool. DAZN is really doing the right thing by... Again, I'm biased, right? I know Akin Barak, so maybe that's why I'm I feel so familiar with the content, and I feel like it was richer content because I know this younger generation of analysts and commentators, and I enjoy that they said jokingly to AJ that he's got a big head and made him laugh and made him, you know, throw a jab at one and, you know, just give us a normal side other than that fucking bullshit, boring cookie cutter garbage that most fighters like to do. So they broke the ice very nicely. And yeah, man, you know, check it
out.
That's
the one thing that made me smile.
Looking good on DAZN.
Yeah, that's the one thing that made me smile about DAZN, like when I first seen it, because they're like incorporating like the culture with their product. Like you bring in Akin Barak, those guys know boxing, those guys know hip hop. They have a business thing with 50 this is 50.com. So
I paid for wearing that Get the Strap shirt.
Yeah, so they're of the culture. So it just makes me happy to see people of the culture really getting a chance to like really talk about boxing and like put boxing in their own perspective. Go ahead.
The truth is that is the way you get us to relate. Like in the 50s and the 20s, you seen white people on television because that's all that was on television. Those were the only people buying television and anything and benefiting from television. But now it's so diverse that you got to have a little bit of everything. I mean, look, they put Cardi B on TV and she blew up. So you just never know. You know, you can't stay conformed to that box of yesteryear where everyone has to look like Al Bernstein or Steve Farhood or Max Kellerman, when obviously you can look like Akin Barak and get AJ to act in a manner that he's never acted with any other analyst or interviewer. So, you know, it was good. It was good. It's good content. As far as the quote, again, I agree with AJ. It's a bigger domestic clash. I don't believe it's a bigger overall fight. I still think that that is the Wilder fight. But, I mean, I'm not going to really dig too much into this. It's like I said, it's pre-fight week. So we're going to see quotes flying around left and right. Shout out to Coogan. Did a really good job interviewing AJ and kind of, you know, warming him up to the questions by saying that, like, you know, does it ever get boring of constantly answering questions that have nothing to do with your opponent? Because he's always the A side. We don't care about who he's fighting. We care about who we want him to fight. So, I mean, that's basically my final thoughts, right? It's just like, yeah, it's a bigger domestic clash. I know that Mike is the one put the duck in the title, guys. So I know he put the duck in the title. I don't think it's that. I mean, obviously, if Fury beats Wilder, then how could it be a duck? It's the obvious route for AJ to go. And if Fury beats Wilder, it's the correct route, right? Like, it's the fastest way to undisputed. So, yeah, looking good.
Shit, really, to me, in my personal opinion, it doesn't really matter who AJ fights. He's always going to do his numbers overseas. But like you said, a Wilder fight will be big globally. And I think a Fury fight would just be big over there in the UK. But it could do good numbers over here if Fury finds a way to be Wilder. But I do see AJ still fighting Fury even if Wilder beats him. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe like a fight maybe for like 2020 or something like that. But I think Fury and Joshua would definitely be getting on, win or lose.
Yeah, I don't put it past him. Like I said, in the interview today, he definitely said win or lose, Wilder would get a shot because he just wants to fight him. So I wouldn't put past Fury getting an opportunity at an all-domestic clash. It's all about timing. Something else AJ said, it's all about timing and when you put together these fights. You know, Fury coming off a loss obviously won't be the right time, but next time Fury is on a comeback and has a few wins, can be the right time for AJ and Fury. Listen, we're going to open up these phone lines. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Remember, you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype by downloading the Skype application on your mobile phone, either Android or iPhone, doesn't matter. Absolutely free to download, absolutely free to sign up to Skype, absolutely free to call us. All you got to do is look for Nestor Gibbs, search me, add me, call me, you're connected.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Going out to Troy in Baltimore, talk to us.
Pick up yourself, man, right in the middle of making some lovely oxtails. I know you don't care, but...
I love oxtails.
Yeah, because we're from the same region, a similar region. But anyway, you know, every time I call in, it's the same thing. But that's kind of insanity. So I'm going to do this today. I know your boy, you know, your brother always listens to this radio station. Show, Deontay Wilder, right? So instead of me constantly talking about Anthony and Wilder, why doesn't he call in and just give his 2 cents, 6 cents on the whole situation and go from there? Instead of me calling in and saying, oh, well, you know, ain't no Tyson fight. That's a fraud. You're talking madness. Call in, man.
Troy.
Call in and say something.
Troy, you follow the sport? Like the news, the headlines of the
next
sport?
Question.
No, no. Next, like No, it wasn't.
Yes, sir.
So you heard about the new deals, right? You heard about the new deals, the 60-plus million-dollar deals with two separate networks that Al Heyman signed with? You heard about that, right?
I've heard stories about that, but, you know, I don't see
how. All right,
how,
let me fill you in.
I don't see how.
Let me fill you in. So Top Rank and Frank Warren recently just announced a deal yesterday that was publicly released on press releases to all the media, that now Top Rank will stream all Warren's UK and European fights, right?
That's a beautiful thing.
So a couple of days before that, the Showtime announced that they struck a deal, 3-year deal, 60 plus million with Al Heyman and the PBC fighters. And then a few days after that, Fox announced a 4-year deal that would show at least 10 primetime Saturday night Fox fights plus 12 other shows. And, you know, they even mentioned the Tex and Verbridge Fox pay-per-view. So gathering all that information, I know that you don't like to walk on that side of the street, the logical side, but I think as to your normal question of the day, I'm still making a statement. As to your normal question of the day, you know, the one where you're today, you're like dancing around that topic. Well, I think that's why.
About what? About Anthony saying that he wants to fight the winner? That's just logic, man. This fight is going to happen. It's going
to
happen.
I'm talking the date and venue question that you like to ask. You know what I mean?
Listen. When you talk about logic, since you killed most of my time.
You can go. What are we going to do? We'll just run it back.
Logic says when there's a fight, there's a fight. They will come out and say, this is the date, this is the venue, and all that. Until such time,
where's Billy Joe Saunders and Demetrius Andre fighting at? Because I went all the way to Boston for a press conference. Do we got a venue?
Yeah, hey, they got the venue.
That has nothing to do with what we're discussing, to be very honest with you.
Where?
But look.
The Amara Garden.
Let me just go back to what I was saying.
They did say the garden.
What's up, brother? Okay, but let me get back to what I was saying. Instead of all these callers that are going to call in and say the same thing over and over, why doesn't he call in and speak his mind? Because I know he's calling. I mean, is he shook? Is he afraid to call in? I doubt that he is.
He's busy getting ready for a fight. He's training right now.
He's busy getting ready to make history. He's getting ready to make history.
History how? He's fighting
how?
Fight
by That's being the really first by being but. The first pay-per-view in the heavyweight division in years. That's history in the making.
That's a story? No, it's not. But anyway, when he flattens
Tyson Fury live on Fox in front of millions like Ali back in the day, yeah, that's going to be historic.
Right.
Live on Fox pay-per-view.
Tyson Fury cannot stop an overhand right. Which punch does Deontay Wilder have? He has that right hand. So,
Don't forget that left hook.
That comes from Alabama. I only seen him throw one uppercut, but that hook comes from Alabama. I could duck that hook. I'm 47 and out of shape. But anyway, what I'm saying is he's gonna drop Tyson. Then the next logical thing will be to fight Anthony, and then I can stop calling the same thing because it sounds ridiculous, and that's insanity. That's just insanity to say the same thing over and over and over again. That's my point to you. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put a challenge out there to the brother. I don't think you're gonna call in, man. I mean, because you're good at talking a good game, but you never show up. I mean, you got a chicken thrown at you, you got a bear thrown at you, and what you do? Yeah, if that were, you know,
he kept his composure like a true champion would and should.
No. You know, why ain't he crippled?
We're talking greasy today. What from Baltimore coming out?
Troy want the black man to act like a statistic. That's what he want him to do.
Stop that right there. Stop that. I'm just saying, you mentioned two
situations where he was assaulted and you want him to do what? You're acting like walking away. You're acting like walking away and being the bigger man wasn't enough. You say he should have done something. So I'm just.
Why are you playing that card, Nathan? Man,
that's the right card.
First of all, you know,
I mean, technically, yes, it is the right card. But this is boxing. This is like a spirited conversation, man. Come on, man. Don't get all serious. Don't get all serious on us, though, man. He's a champion. He's doing what he's supposed
to do. Bright card. Nah.
Hey, I respect it, though. Shit, I wouldn't do that either because shit, this is money messing up.
You want Wilder to turn around and motherfucking turn into the Tasmanian devil out there and start taking...
Nah, bro. We ain't saying that. I ain't saying that at all. But, hey, matter of fact, he did try to turn around and how did that do with the beer, but the white guy stopped him or whatever. So he did what I expected him to do. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to take one for the team.
Let's get to some other callers. It looks like we got some Alabamians in here.
Okay.
Who we got? Edward in Alabama, what up?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Champ?
Hey, man, look, man, I was trying to stay on point, but that dude, that guy Troy, man, look, man, he must be smoking some of that Baltimore crack because, damn, every time he comes on here, he's going to say, hey, won't he come on here and talk? And then the last time he did that, he just said, well, I don't believe anything he's saying. I mean, grow up, man. You're 46 years old. You're the dude that called here talking about you bought a house without sending in an offer. You just showed up and signed a contract. So please shut up. It's embarrassing at this point in time.
No, wait. Hey, wait. You know who else he is? He's the same guy said that he knows somebody that knows somebody that told him Brazil and that Wilder was supposed to be fighting. Remember?
Yeah. What happened to that? I mean, it's like, I don't know, man. Some of these people are so miserable. They just, like you said, they got a force field around their brain, and logic is not allowed to exist. Because I don't even, at this point in time, man, why do you even care? If you don't think it's going to happen, if you think all this crap, why do you have to keep on saying that same stuff over and over again? You're trying to convince yourself. And this whole venue, and man, just say that stuff. The fight's going to happen in November. It's going to happen. But getting back on topic about AJ, AJ, man, he's clearly exposing, man. AJ made a lot of mistakes. He does not plan to fight Wilder in April. If you think that contract that you got sitting on the table is going to somehow change Wilder's mind, you might as well forget about it. And I hope this fight does well so that we can sit there and tell AJ, hey, we're not even worried about it. We're on the same level as you. Let's have the fight. Let's get it over with. But it's like he's paying. You got to fight this week, and that's what you need to be worrying about. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want Tyson Fury to win that fight to get Wilder out of the way. Because you're not man enough to do it. So, hey, man, just shut up. AJ, Troy, all y'all suckers, man. I'm out.
Hey, Edward in Alabama, thanks for calling in, man. Oh, man, it is
fun. All y'all suckers.
No, listen, it's an emotional sport, I'm telling you. So we got, looks like we got Brandon in Cincinnati.
Yeah, man, Anthony Joshua full of shit. He is to this point, is he just not even trying to hide the fact that he a pussy. I don't give a fuck if Fury is fucking a bigger local fight. You don't fucking prefer a local big fight over a fucking global big fight. That don't make no fucking sense. That's one thing. For two, if you go to the UK right now and ask those people over there what fight would they rather see, do a fucking poll. 99% of the people over there are going to say they prefer to see Wilder and Joshua than Fury and Joshua. So nobody, I'm getting tired of hearing this shit, bro. Nobody would prefer to see that shit over a fucking Wilder and Joshua, man. That's just another way for him to make excuse not to fight the man. It's the same fucking contract that they had last time. At this point, the shit just getting old, man. I'm tired of even talking about dude. It's getting to the point now. He just pussy. He don't want to fight. I don't want to fight, man. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. It's funny that the narrative is switching like that because, I mean, everything that I've read and seen today, AJ is saying he wants to fight. He's saying for April. But he is still talking about the same old contract, which obviously is going to be null and void if Wilder wins. Who AJ is going to win. Obviously, it has to be. If Wilder wins, he's raised his profile. I mean, Eddie's admitted that to me on camera, right? So,
but you asked him, would it be a 50-50? He was like, whoa, don't do that.
On my interview, he still said that he has to revise the offer, like financially at this point. He said that. So, if they really want the fight to take place in April, they need to send a new contract with new money because he said on my interview that it would be new money. I mean, but I guess you can still push this narrative until you actually get a winner and get a fight from this Fury Wilder, right? Like, if that happens, then send a new contract. Till then, I guess wait.
Absolutely. But if he's steadfast in that, but how much of an increase do you think a Wilder Fury 600,000-700,000 does?
I mean, if Wilder Fury, they're receiving 15 to 20, then you know the negotiations for the winner versus AJ has to be a lot better. I mean, again, Eddie to me said, if Wilder Fury do 1 million pay-per-view buys, well, then AJ versus the winner of Wilder Fury is a $200 million fight. But let's get out to these calls. We got some calls in the UK. We're going out to Idris. Talk to me.
Yeah, man. What's up?
You tell us, yo, brother. You tell us. You protecting AJ
listen,
today?
Listen. AJ, let him do. Let Wilder and Fury do their thing. Let AJ and Fing do their thing. Shall I tell you what I really called? Yeah, I've been listening to every show, but I ain't called for Ness. You already know that, innit? I've got a bone to pick with Mike about Crawford and Errol Spence. Can I just say something real quick? Yeah, Mike, man, I've been listening to every show, man. You're 100% wrong about Crawford and this whole ESPN and Spence thing, man. I just wanted to tell you that.
He kind of stepped away, which kind of, you know, ruins your whole call, right? I know. Mike, you know what, man, where you at, Mike?
Show, yeah. I swear that. This is...
Bro, I heard you, bro. Keep going.
Listen, let me just say something, Mike, here. How can you be defending Crawford so badly? I believe Crawford is the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world. But when he signed that contract with ESPN, he signed it knowing that that's at least six fights he can't make. All right, let me tell you something. Name his next five opponents realistically right now. I could literally not think of anyone after that Benavidez. I seriously can't.
I mean, it's Benavidez, Pacquiao. Who else they got? They got that new kid, right? The Dominican. He's undefeated. He's a welterweight. They'll use him. His name is Carlos Adames, I believe. Who else they have?
You can't do it, man. His situation is...
Did you not hear Bob Arum say that Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford are supposed to be at a pay-per-view? And we all know over here...
Yeah, but that's besides that. He's saying name his next fights. Name five fights for Crawford. Since he signed a three-year deal, that's two fights a year. Name five.
That ain't my job, bro. I ain't the promoter. I'm a host. I'm a co-host. I'll promote fights.
Everyone at light heavyweight was at HBO and Adonis Stevenson stayed at Showtime. They had to, like, literally, they had to get Sakil Beka up from super middleweight after a loss to Anthony Durrell. They had to get Fonfara twice. They really didn't know what to do. That's going to be the same with Crawford. You're going to probably see him fight Benavidez three times in the next 2 years. This is the situation with him, and he knew that when he signed the contract. And this is from me, who thinks Crawford is the best fighter in the world, pound for pound. Listen, I think that was a little bit inexcusable from him, man. But anyway, man, I just wanted to say that because I've been listening to all of the shows. Keep up the good work. Hopefully you're in London, Ness. I'm going to bring you some of that Cali bud when you're here for a man.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, brother.
I've got haters everywhere. Don't matter.
No. I just think that people are, like, realizing that you're a little bit delusional.
I'm not delusional, bro. I mean, I don't know who he's going to fight, but his next fight is David Benavidez. Jose Benavidez.
Which, you know, you should be like, oh, this is some bullshit. Motherfucking.
It's not. They had beef. They had a fucking.
Sean fought Danny and Keith. You know what I'm saying? Like, Earl fought Brooke and Peterson. Like, but you ain't like that. You're like, yo, this is cool. Crawford, he's.
He just fought Horn. Crawford. Second fight at 147.
Yo, out of all those names, Horn is right there. Last.
He just beat two undefeated people back to back. I mean,
we're going to go out to these callers, though. We're going to go to Akon.
And this guy, Benavidez.
Akon on Skype.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what it is, I feel like with this whole Wilder, Fury, AJ thing, I think people aren't really giving AJ the respect. Now, I do think AJ isn't himself. In interviews, he just speaks and echoes what Eddie Hearn says. But at the same time, you guys do have to realize that AJ isn't respected. This isn't like the olden days where you had Tyson, you had people being looked at like true heavyweights. People are calling AJ a duck. We look at his belts and we think, yeah, I think what he said about the whole Tyson Fury thing is when you look at Carl Froch and you look at George Groves, when they fought together and they did the rematch to Wembley, it was a huge thing. That wasn't even a heavyweight, and that was a huge, huge, big deal. So I don't think he's saying, I'd like Fury to win instead of Wilder. I think everyone knows in the world, Wilder v. Joshua is going to be the biggest one.
What are you talking about? His words are literally, I hope Fury wins.
Domestically, internationally, he's not stupid. Anthony Joshua is a smart guy. Internationally, he knows.
These AJ protectors are hilarious. They interpret what Joshua says better than Joshua saying it.
No, but hold on, Ness. So are you saying that you think that Joshua genuinely thinks that Fury Joshua is a bigger fight internationally, not domestically? I'm not talking domestically.
Well, we're not talking internationally. We're talking bigger domestic clashes. His words.
Exactly. But he's not lying when he says that, though.
All right, but he's still hoping that Fury wins to have a bigger domestic clash. That's his hope.
On the IFL interview.
Yes, he picks Wilder.
He thinks Wilder.
Okay, my friend, that's why the word hope was used. He knows Wilder's going to win because he ain't dumb. He's hoping because he wants to make money. Don't you get it? Like, yeah, but, damn, these AJ protectors are thick.
No, listen. But that's the thing. You can't just... you can't call everybody that talks about from the UK an AJ protector. It doesn't make sense. If they don't agree with your point of view, it doesn't make sense for you to turn
around. It's not my point of view.
I'm saying to you that I do completely agree in terms of where he's going. If you're from the UK and you're in the UK and we go to these boxing matches all the time, if you're from the UK, you will know that Fury, AJ, is bigger due to the history that they've had, due to the disrespect shown. Yeah, Wilder has a mouthpiece, he can talk, but Fury has been talking the most shit. AJ has just been taking it all. So we know domestically it's going to be a bigger fight, but that's not the fight anyone wants to see. We don't want to see that fight. So it's not being an AJ protector saying that. Like, you can't be calling people an AJ protector left, right, and center. It doesn't make sense.
Well, you're saying that what that man said isn't what he means. Today.
No. I said it's true. I said he's not lying by saying that Fury, AJ is going to be a bigger domestic fight. It's absolutely true. Anyone from the UK knows it's going to be a bigger domestic fight. But it's not the fight anybody wants to see. We don't want to see that. So you can't be calling us the AJ protector. I mean, AJ protector, because I'm saying to you that what he said was true. When you know, sitting there in America, you know it's true. Domestically, it is a bigger fight.
Well, that's not what you said earlier, though. That's the problem.
Okay. All right, cool. That was my cool, man.
Okay. Well, we got a few more callers here. But listen, there's a lot of you confused, all right? This is from an interview. Look at the info in the description box. He did an interview with Talk Sports. Seek it out. We played the audio in the beginning. Rewind, okay? I did see the IFL interview where he says he'll fight Wilder, regardless if Wilder wins or lose. I mean, I even verbally said this to, what's his name, Mike, earlier. Like, we know this already. Let me see here. So let me go to Hamza on Skype. Talk to me. I don't know, Whisper Man.
I was saying shout out to Shane or Sean. He's going to slap me when he sees me. So.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to you.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of keep.
We'll be in Vegas 13th through the 16th. So that is the next fight. You said be at the next fight and you'll slap me. 13th to the 16th.
Yo, can you hear me? Yeah,
we hear you.
Listen, Joshua should want Tyson Fury to win because he's a Brit. If you're a Brit, you want your Brit to win. Even if he's going to go in as an underdog, you want him to win. Yeah? Of course he thinks Wilder would win. Secondly, if Wilder beats Tyson Fury, then I want to see the Wilder and the Joshua fight. If Fury beats Wilder, then I want to see the Fury and the Joshua fight. I just want to see who's the best, you know? But yeah, well, I'd expect Joshua to say, yeah, I want Tyson Fury to win because he's another Brit.
I get it. That's that UK love.
Of course, man. I want Tyson Fury to win. I think he's going in as the underdog, but of course I want Tyson Fury to win. You know, he's a Brit. You know, I want him to do what I did to Vladimir Klitschko. I want him to do that to Wilder.
It'll never happen, though.
Well, they said that about Klitschko.
Klitschko and Wilder are two different people. They don't even have the same animal spirit. One's a bunny. The other one's a fucking animal. The other one's a bear.
You know, but I hope Tyson Fury goes there. He does a job on Wilder. He comes back with the WBC. And then Joshua and Fury fight. And in fact, if Joshua and Fury fought, I'd support Fury. Yeah, and I'd like to see Fury with all the belts. It's very unlikely.
That's the same thing Joshua said, that he hopes Fury brings back the belts. And that last caller argued with me.
100%, of course he hopes that, man. Everyone in England should hope that because he's a Brit. You know? And yeah, I'd love to see that, you know? And in fact, even if Fury loses, then Joshua will deal with Wilder. Not a problem. All the belts are coming to England one way or another.
Yeah, that's a lie. You were doing well till you went there.
Yeah, you were doing great.
But listen, man, Hamza, thanks for calling in. Let me get to some other callers, brother.
Hamza.
We're going to get to – we got Mike and Indy. Talk to me.
Mike. Yeah, at first, man, I was thinking that it wasn't just Anthony Joshua acting like this. I thought it was her. But it's really looking like Joshua saying some scary things. But I guess it is his Brit. I guess they want to bring it home. But I don't know. It just seemed a little fraudulent to me to say that.
Mike, you gone? He is gone. John, talk to me in Louisiana.
Yeah, at this point, they might as well just start having Anthony Joshua do Aflac commercials because he wants no part of the bomb squad. That's why he hopes Wilder loses to Fury because he wants Fury to bring back the belt to England because he feels like he can beat Fury. He knows he can't beat Wilder. And that way, even if whether he wins or loses the fight against Fury, they're still a champion in the UK. And that's why he wants that fight, man. That's my call.
All right, John, thanks for calling in. Yo, that Aflac had me crying, John. Good punchline there with the Aflac. Aflac commercials. Kai says Ubank Ben was bigger domestic fight, but neither fought Roy Jones or James Toney. That is why they are only domestic stars. Laugh out loud. AJ is a domestic champ. That's Kai's in the super chat, killing them. Wow,
stay killing AJ.
Looks like we got one other call. We got Solomon. Talk to me on Skype.
What's going on, Solomon?
Yo. Sorry, man. Flipping. Yeah, man. I don't know. I've been listening to the guys, man. Obviously, this is like a bit of patriotism. The US guys are riding for your man. Obviously, the UK guys are riding for AJ. But I don't know where AJ said he's ducking Wilder. Like, last thing I heard, they sent out emails, got a date. Like, he's got a fight.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. Listen, Solomon, I don't know why people keep calling in, talking about AJ's ducking Wilder. Like, that's not what we're discussing. That's not even the narrative that we're pitching or selling here. Like, all we're discussing is AJ saying that he hopes Fury beats Wilder because domestically it's a bigger fight between him and Joshua. That's all. Okay. We've never said he's ducking or nothing like that. I don't know. That's just the fans, bro. That's just how they feel.
Okay. So we'll leave that there. Then, like, why won't your man take the fight with AJ?
Like, what's going on? He's got a pay-per-view. He's got a pay-per-view schedule. That's why.
Okay. But what's Wilder done to be the A-side?
Well, I mean, he's not A-side because he's not in negotiations with AJ. AJ's got a fight and Wilder's got a fight.
But we can clearly see these interviews. I've just seen the two interviews on IFL, yeah. And you know, bro, so it's the same AJ. He wants that fight. He said even if Wilder lost, he still want to fight him, no belt.
So if he wants to fight, why offer a flat fee, something that's unheard of? Like, I don't even understand why you want to argue these same talking points again.
I hear that.
Aren't you tired of this stuff?
It's the same for your man as well, though. Right, how, if your man wants
how
it so
is
bad,
it? My man took the flat fee. Belt. You forgot? You forgot my man took the flat fee? Like, these are old talking points. They got new fights.
Yeah,
we should just
but it's just
stick to that.
We're going over it, isn't it? Like, I don't know, man. I want to see the fight, innit? It's a 50-50. Anyone, it's just one punch.
If the fight's 50-50, why are they offering fucking 1%?
Because AJ's the man.
If he's the man, let him play in his own sandlot while Wilder goes and, you know, does his job with Fury. Why are you mad?
I'm not mad.
AJ's the man. Let AJ go have fun with Povetkin on the zone.
Let me say that as well. One thing. This is the thing with AJ, yeah. AJ's always fighting top-ranked man. Wilder ain't fought no one. He fought a couple of guys, but AJ's got half a record compared to him. He's got 40 fights. And he ain't fought no one. Look at AJ's last five fights. Has Wilder got any sort of particular, like, come on, you closest thing you got?
You sound like Eddie Hearn right now, bro. All the talking points Eddie bring up, you bring up.
All the facts, UK would sound like Eddie Hearn or AJ protectors. It's cool. I don't try to argue. It's just because I see that the interview. I knew it'd be gas to that.
Well, since what Wilder has fought 40 bums and haven't fought anybody, just give him a 35%. Split like you did Justin Parker.
Next time you speak to Shelly Finkel, ask him as he replied, like what Eddie keeps saying. I bet he's going to say no. I ain't replied.
What does he need to replied? But
come on,
but
man, you
Solomon,
know it,
Solomon.
Your
you're not living, Solomon. You're not living in a realistic world. The man has a fight. He has a fight on pay per view.
What, and they're going to announce it when AJ is going to fight Povetkin? Come on, man. You're working with Frank Warren. Like, you just used lot was guessing about that new deal you lot got with Frank Warren.
All right. Bro, hey, listen, man. We got to let you go. We agree.
Cool. I did it. Salute.
You know.
They'll give you fire, man.
Fire? You're living in a delusional world calling it fire.
No. Everyone in the UK knows what I'm talking about.
Everyone in the UK, everyone protecting AJ knows what you're talking about.
Same, you're in that bomb squad, isn't it? It's more like Dark Squad.
We're going after the man that beat the man, not the man that beat the one that was retired.
Your man don't even want it.
I hear you, bro. Whenever your man is ready to do business, we ready. That's all. Tell him get his life together, you know? He can't shake it. You can see it in his face every time he got to do an interview. You can't
shake the
fact that he's in a twine with Wilder. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Coogan doing an interview with him and talking about like, oh, Usyk. He's like, what? Nah, Wilder. And then they got to bring Eddie just to talk to Usyk shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's sad. Like, he don't even know who's driving that career. I'm telling you. But eventually they're going to have to make a crash landing into the Deontay Wilder zone. And we'll get the fight we've been wanting. But that's besides the point, you know. Again, topic of the show was Fury Joshua being a bigger domestic clash, and it is, you know. But it's going to take a lot for that to happen, in my opinion.
Yeah, win or lose, I think the Fury fight is always going to be there. And Joshua got his hands full coming up on the 22nd with Povetkin. So let's see how it does in that fight.
Join us at 7 p.m. Eastern time as we're going to do early predictions, because we will be traveling tomorrow as we'll all be in Las Vegas for the biggest pay-per-view of this year. And we'll be performing three live shows, two weigh-in shows, pre and post, and a live fight show from Beer House in Las Vegas. So definitely join us at 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight to give us your live prediction for Canelo versus Triple G right here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO Mike.
Follow me on IG at Gross1911. And if you haven't already seen it, go over to HBO Boxing YouTube and check out the Canelo and Triple G final press conference and see how both of them look and how they answered the questions that they were asked, I believe. So looking forward to it.
Peace.